Now verse 40, but Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed, and turning him to the body said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. Now, here is the exercise of a sign gift. We have in the book of Acts, the historical book of the church, we have the ministry of Simon Peter, an apostle, and of Paul, an apostle. One, a minister to his own people, Simon Peter, and yet he's going to open the door to the Gentiles. Then we have Saul of Tarsus, who became Paul the apostle, and he went to the Gentiles. Now, both of them, we have an instance of both of them raising the dead. It's quite possible they raised others from the dead. But this is the only record, and it's given to us to show that these men had these sign gifts. Now, they could perform miracles. They could heal the sick. They could raise the dead. These were the marks. These were the evidences of an apostle in that day. And they were apostolic gifts. They were the foundation, Paul says, of the church. They are not the foundation in the sense that the church is built on them, but they are the ones who put down the New Testament on which the church is actually built today. Now, we've come to the period where we don't need sign gifts. Sign gifts prove they were apostles. Sign gifts today are not in existence. And they wouldn't prove anything. The important thing today is whether you have the doctrine or not. John wrote probably his last book was one of the epistles he wrote. And he said, if any come to you having not this doctrine, receive him not. Now, I didn't say whether he had sign gifts. Apparently, even then, they were not in evidence. And toward the end of the ministry of Paul, I can show you very definitely, Paul did not exercise the gift of healing, and he had that gift, you must recall. He was an apostle. So that the emphasis now comes to the Word of God, and it comes to the person of Jesus Christ. But now, this establishes, again, the apostleship of Simon Peter. And so the church is amazed. Verse 42, it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Now it came to pass that he tarried many days in Joppa with one Simon, a tanner. Now the tanner, you know, took skins and put them in acid, and it made it rather odoriferous. When I was in Joppa, they show you a house that was the place where Simon Peter stayed, and the roof there and all that. It could well be, it's a rather picturesque village there, right on the water's edge. And this house was right down there. Could well have been the place, because the house looks like it's been there about that long. And this is the place where Simon Peter was staying.